Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Van Halen bringing us back. One of the great songs that they made. It's called When It's Love. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We don't have time to forget to the lyrics, but it's good stuff. Thanks for being part of my day, spending some platters rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ed Yorton. We love having Ed on the show. He's been he's an original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 98. He and I started. Ed, we started talking about Y2K in those days. Remember that when we first met each other?
Yeah.
And, boy, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And ever since then, Ed's continued to help us get smarter with regard to technology. Ed, tell us how we can find you and all your books.
I'm on the Internet. My website is the same as my name. It's www.yorton.com. It's got a list of all my books and publications and a blog and lots of other things. And I'm on all the social networks, Twitter, Facebook, you know, and so on, with the same user ID of Yorton.
Yeah. So check it out. Byte Wars is one of his books. Outsource is another one. And I won't mention the fact that he actually wrote a book one time called Time Bomb 2000. I won't even mention that, Ed. But so we're talking about what the CIO does, the Chief Information Officer in any company. And, you know, let's come back. I want to come back a little bit more on this idea of the big businesses. They naturally need to be in control of the technology because they've got policies, they've got exposure, don't they, from a legal standpoint, they've got exposure. They've got exposure from if they're not controlling access to the internet, they've got exposure to hacking and all that sort of thing. It's a real big job for the CIO of the big companies, isn't it?
It is, because they have to strike a balance. You know, everything you said is certainly correct, but on the other hand, they are beginning to realize that if they try to control too strictly and sternly, they're just going to be ignored because people can come into the office with technology in their pockets. So they've got to protect their data, they've got to protect their networks and architecture, but they certainly can't control the actual devices that their employees are going to use to do their work.
Yeah.
And that's a big change. You know,
The balance,
I was surprised by how much has changed just in the last two or three years.
Oh, it's changing every 3 months. But the balance.
No, I mean, in terms of the attitude of the CIOs, that's what technology changes every day, obviously.
You're saying that they're coming around?
Yes, they are. Faster than I would have guessed.
Isn't there some economic advantages? I mean, as long as the technology that the employees are using isn't plugging into their network, isn't exposing them to some kind of a hacking problem that could really create problems because their customer lists are exposed, their privacy policies are challenged. As long as they're using technology that doesn't do that, I could see where, for example, instead of me having to buy my employees a cell phone, they buy their own.
Well, you know, some of these companies are now giving like a $50 a year or $50 a month subsidy to their employees, saying, here, you're going to go out and get stuff anyway. Here's $50 to help you buy what you want to buy so that you'll be more productive.
Right.
And like I said, that's a really positive change from what you would have seen a couple of years ago.
Right. And so they're loosening up on the control. I can see what would be a financial benefit. And, of course, small businesses do this all the time. I mean, small businesses typically don't buy their employees cell phones, for example.
Right. Right. Because they assume everyone's going to walk in the door with their own cell phone.
With their own, exactly. And they're cross-platform, right? I mean, my Droid works, you know, it connects or my Android connects with your iPhone, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So what are some of the other issues that you're seeing out there?
You know, I ask every single one of these people, what's the thing you worry about the most? What keeps you awake at night? And every single one, as you might have guessed, said security.
Yep.
That's the thing that still terrifies them. And some of them said, you know, when you realize you've got an entire country trying to bring you down, it's very humbling.
Tell the audience who that country is.
And you might even guess which company it was. But a lot of these guys...
China. Let's say it. It's China.
It was China. And, you know, a lot of these guys, like I interviewed the CIO of the New York Stock Exchange, said, you know, we are very visible. We are a symbol of what some parts of the world hate. And you got to assume that they're... you know, working 24 hours a day trying to knock us down.
How big is the threat from the Chinese government or their proxies? How big is the threat to U.S. computer network security from China?
I think it's pretty severe. I think it's pretty high.
Is it on the level of warfare?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's risen to the point where if we were using bullets instead of ones and zeros, we would have declared war already?
Well, war has been going on. It just hasn't been officially declared and acknowledged, but absolutely yes.
So the answer to my question is yes, right?
Yes, the answer is definitely yes.
Because it's under the radar to a lot of people. We are fighting it. We are fighting it with zero-day type of technologies where we prevent it from happening, but that's a very interesting comment that you just made there, Ed. That's serious, very serious. And the thing is, Ed, is the next thing is it's going to start trickling down to the smaller players, isn't it?
Step by step, I think it will, and it probably already is.
That's you and me. That's you and me, folks. Take a quick break, folks. That's Tintail. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. You can find some of the things that Ed has talked to us about over the years there, Ed Yordan, on our website. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.